Coming to the Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, part of the Main Stage series, is the regional premiere of The Bridges of Madison County, the Tony Award-winning musical. And with me, Jennifer DeDomenici. I lose my words when I see you, when I have you in the room. Of course, with Nathan as well, Nathan Halverson, who's directing. Welcome, both of you. It's an honor.
Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, Bridges of Madison County, I saw the movie. What was that, Nathan, about, what, 20, 25 years ago?
I know, I was in college.
Of course, one of the best-selling books of the decade.
Ever.
And now it's a musical, and it's coming to Colorado
and
Springs.
And it's the best version.
Okay, what makes it the best version?
Because the score. I mean, if you ask me, it's the best score written of the last 20 years, hands down. And when I saw the show on Broadway, I was like, oh, I want to get my hands on that because the mm-hmm. music is so beautiful. But no shade. I didn't love the staging of it, and I thought that I could make it better is a super egotistical way to answer that question.
Just give it to me straight.
Yeah.
Okay, so you thought you could improve on it.
I
okay.
did. That's a better
it's
word.
Okay.
Improve
it's,
on
you know,
it. Yeah.
There's no harm in saying that.
So I've been begging to get this show on the schedule since I came back from that trip to New York 6 years ago.
Okay.
And now we're doing it.
Now, was this the premiere that you saw? Has it been around for, what, about 6 years or so? Or?
Yeah. Okay. It debuted on Broadway in 2014.
2014.
Yeah. It was like right around now that I saw it. It was okay. like 6 years ago right now.
Your choreographer and director. Now, Jennifer is the main character, Francesca Johnson.
Yes,
wow.
Characters.
We're going to have some great...
She's being sweet, and it's Francesca's story. The play tells us that on the first page.
All
this
right.
is Francesca's story.
Yes.
So she needs to own that.
Folks who don't know the story... Okay, Jennifer's going to own this. Tell me...
Oh, no. I have to tell the story?
Tell me the story, and then I'll ask you about Francesca.
Okay, that's
Tell
better.
Me her character. How about Nathan? Do you want to do the honors?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, the story is Francesca is an Italian war bride who ends up living in Iowa with her American farmer soldier husband.
Okay.
18 years go by, and... One day, this strange National Geographic photographer shows up in her town while her family is at the state fair, and they connect. I mean, lots of people think of it as this big, like, romance novel, whereas I kind of think of it as two people lost who find each other and repair each other through these 4 days.
Okay.
And then we see what happens after that. But it's not, to me, it's about the human experience of needing connection, needing understanding, needing to be seen. And during these 4 days, these two people do that for each other.
All right. Tell me about Francesca.
I mean, what else is
Jennifer.
There to say? He said everything so beautifully.
But I want to hear it in your words.
Oh,
because you're going to be singing and doing a wonderful job like
her.
You always do.
I love Francesca. She's, she's a woman who has done the things she thought were right in her life.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time now. And I don't even think she knows there's anything missing until this person walks into her life and reminds her of a lot of the feelings and dreams she had when she was younger. And that awakens all sorts of other feelings in her that causes her to have some decisions to make.
In a 4 day period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's some of the most challenging and satisfying artistic work I've ever been able to do, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
And this is something that I look at, the 1965 State Fair. So she's not texting her husband.
Texting?
No. Nope.
He calls a lot.
He calls
from
a lot.
Phones.
He calls a lot.
Okay.
Well, because that, you know, I'm from Wisconsin farm folk.
You are.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how this happened,
how I became this person, but I am. But I am from these people. You know, and that's what I remember about my grandparents and my. It's like the men, men in the 60s, the expectation was different then of what we expect.
Well, yeah.
Now. So yeah, he does what he's supposed to do. He like makes money.
Yeah.
He checks in. He's taking care of the family. He's doing all the things, mm-hmm. but he's not necessarily emotionally paying attention to his wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who plays Robert Kincaid?
His name is Dieter Bierbrauer. And he's genius.
All
and
right.
you're not going to want to miss it. He's actually lives in Denver. His family moved here a little over a year ago. So he's actually a Coloradan.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to talk more about the music? Because I have never heard the music.
Oh, my.
And you say this is what snared you and,
oh, yeah.
and got you into the whole production.
Yeah. Well, Jason Robert Brown wrote it. He's very famous in musical theater circles for writing really rich, delicious scores for shows that don't last very long, unfortunately. But he composed The Last 5 Years and Parade, which are in musical theater circles, as I said, giant. And Bridges, mm-hmm. too, which won Best Score and Best Orchestrations at the Tonys that year. You know, I think your listeners in particular will really like it. It does have a classical sound, even though it does have like a country vibe at times. But it's a very classical. The show itself is a play with like arias, is mm-hmm. how I keep describing mm-hmm. it. There's these big, beautiful, lush moments of music. And then these very simple scenes between these two people sitting around a kitchen table. It's a really intimate experience.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, just seeing the movie, I didn't read the book, but thinking about choreography in a production like this where there's just lots of dialogue.
Yeah, there's
and
not
it's,
a lot.
And it's kind of a limited, vaguely limited setting, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of pieces and parts. I'm being teased for being bored that there's not enough dancing in the show, so I'm creating choreography for the scenery.
Okay.
Which is true. Like, it all has to sweep. You have to be swept away in this story. So the movement of the piece is not like 8 counts. The movement of the piece is how we dance around each other mm-hmm. emotionally, but also how the world swirls around these people.
I didn't mention it's going to come to Colorado Springs here at the Fine Arts Center February 13th and then going through March 1st. Shall we mention there's some peripheral activities going on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk about that. I feel like Jen's not talking.
See, Jennifer's
enough.
Just...
Jen can just read this piece of paper.
You don't even need me.
That's not true.
You're so shy, but then you get out on stage and sing.
You just nailed it. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I am an introvert, and that's one of the beauties of theater is you get to do things on stage you don't dare to do in your normal life.
Well, it's interesting that you're introverted, but you get out on stage.
Yeah, very much.
I'd like to talk about that without getting too into it, but I mean, too prying, but you know, it's just like, I've always found that interesting because like people think you're in radio, you're an extrovert, but no.
Oh, no.
You know?
I really do believe I first found theater as an outlet for all of the things I didn't dare feel, express in real life.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden on stage, I had permission to do so. And not only permission to do so, it was imperative that I do so. So it's still some of that.
More kind of therapeutic, kind of liberating.
Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
And let's be clear. We wouldn't be doing this show if Jen DiDomenici was not in it.
Okay.
She's the perfect person to play this role. And she needs to understand it. And the audience needs to understand, too, that you're going to be getting a career-crowning performance from Jennifer DiDomenici.
No pressure.
You don't want to miss it. Because our town and our surrounding areas love Jen.
Yeah.
And we love listening to her sing.
And I love them.
And you're going to get to have that experience, but you're also going to see, I think, a performance from her that you haven't seen. So if you're a fan and looking for the other nooks and crannies, this is the show.
All right.
I do feel really grateful. Not every artist gets a chance to do a role that requires everything you have and that also is perfect for where you are in your life at this moment in time. And this has happened to me. And so I feel very grateful to Nathan and the Fine Arts Center for making this happen.
All right, Nathan, other events going on.
Oh, do I have to read them?
Yeah.
well, you know, Well, let me, I'm holding my paper.
There you go.
So there's three events. We have a Sunday Salon after the matinee on the 23rd of February, which will have guest speakers, usually from Colorado College, talking about the content and what you've experienced. We have the backstage tour on Thursday, February 27th, which you can stay and get led around and learn the experience of how it was made and all that stuff through the lens of the technical side of the play. And then on the final performance on March 1st, we have a talk back with me and the creative team and the cast about the experience of making the show. All you don't right. have to come to those performances. If you have a ticket to any performance, you can come for free to all three of those events.
All right. Information about all of this at fac.coloradocollege.edu. They're also on Facebook. And this, again, The Bridges of Madison County, a Tony Award-winning new musical, a regional premiere here, part of the main stage series coming February 13th, running through March 1st. With me, I've been speaking to Jennifer DeDomenici, also Nathan Halverson. Thank you both. Superstars
Thank you.
Here.
This is my dream come true. Come see it. I'm so excited that we're doing it.
Me too.
Okay.
You're coming too.
We'll make
it because you're in it.
We'll make it so. My 15 minutes of fame. Fades away. It all fades away.
But you.